We're going to call up Dave Coulier here in a moment, who many people would remember as Joey Gladstone from the ABC sitcom Full House, one of the all-time great shows. I grew up watching that show. My sisters were into every day. We'd get home from school. It was on at like 4 o'clock every day on, I want to say, Global in Toronto.
Yeah, we all watched it.
Yeah, Full House was a great, great
legendary
show. Legendary show.
Yeah, like I don't think that was probably one of the most popular shows growing up for me.
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah, it was a big hit, and like a lot of the characters, I mean, they're still relevant today.
Yeah, they did
like
a reboot, Fuller House,
a huge reboot, and Candace Cameron Bure, she's married to Valerie Bure. The Olsen twins are like billionaires. John Stamos, Bob Saget. We know what's up with Aunt Becky. Aunt Becky's in a tough spot right now.
Yeah, she's had a
very
tough,
tough spot. And then Dave Coulier is still, doing stand-up and acting and voice acting. Where would you have met him, Mo? How did you guys become friends?
Dave and I met at a golf tournament in North Carolina probably 20 years ago. And we just kind of been buddies ever since. Just stayed in touch. And that's how it happened, a golf tournament.
The golf tourney. The golf tour, man. The celebrity golf tourney tour.
That's
is
what
the
it was.
Best
I think he's
thing
a hockey
going.
Fan. I think he's a hockey fan, too.
Massive Wings fan. Yeah. Tough year for Dave.
Yeah, grew up in Michigan. And, again, you know him as a comedian, an actor, a voice actor. This is really cool to have him on the show. Here's Dave Coulier. What's up, Dave?
How's it going, guys?
Doing pretty well. He's still doing the whole golf tour, the celebrity tour, like UNO were doing 20 years ago, or what?
Well, I want to tell you how Jeff and I met. It was at the Jimmy V golf tournament down in Carolina.
Dave, and, if there's anything stupid here, please do not.
No, bring
that.
It. Bring it up.
Bring
I
it.
Have to. I have to. Here's how we connected, and it's in the most immature, childish way. We're standing on a balcony, and we're just kind of hanging out after the golf tournament. And so we're standing next to each other, we're having a couple of pops, and people are walking by underneath us, and every time someone would bend over, I would go... and Jeff starts cracking up. So, of course, it makes me do it more. So every time someone would walk by, I would try and do an impression of what their fart sounded like. So, for instance, when a big guy walked by, it sounded like this. And if
what
a
about
woman
a smaller
happened
person?
To walk by, if a
woman.
Woman happened
okay.
to walk by, it sounded like this. So we bonded in the most basic, primordial, immature way two guys can possibly bond.
What kind of reaction?
So we've been friends ever
getting?
Since.
Okay, well, what was the reaction from the, I guess the victims in this case?
Well, one guy walked by and he goes, "Hey, that wasn't me." And then we just became buddies, and I knew I had a partner in crime. If a guy laughs that hard at my immature stuff like that, I know he's a buddy for life.
That'll work. That'll work, man. The Jimmy V, how many times has that come up on this show? Oh, we talk about that tournament all the time. We've had Barkley on before. We've had a bunch of guys who... They just circled that tourney, right?
Well, back in the day, that was a big tourney. I think it's kind of gone downhill like most celebrity golf tournaments do after a bunch of years, but I think they moved it to another course and it's just not the same. But back at that time, it was like Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, it was, Dave Coulier. It was a big tournament.
When you think of, superstar athletes, I'm thrown into that group right away.
Right. We mentioned you grew up in Michigan and you're a Wings fan. You had about a 25-year run there that I'm sure you were as cocky as any sports fan in North America. But have you kind of had to quiet that down the past couple of years or what?
Well, you got to remember, I was here for the 42-year drought, too. So, you know, we couldn't get too cocky, but we had a good run. I mean, when you look at the amount of Hall of Famers that came through Detroit at that time, the list goes on and on and on, and it was great. I mean, fans here waited 42 years for another cup. I was at the game where they clinched it against Philadelphia at Joe Louis Arena, and I sat next to Gordie Howe for that game. And Gordie just kept telling me, "David, get me another Chablis." Who said Chablis? You know? But Gordie and I went down, and the first guy I saw when I went down was Mike Vernon. And I walked in with Gordie, and we just kind of stood there watching guys with champagne in the Stanley Cup. It was magical.
How tough has this or the past season been, Dave? I've been watching the Wings. I kept thinking to myself, they're not that bad. They got some good players, but game in and game out, they just get thumped. How tough is that watching that?
Well, you know, it's hard, you know. I mean, you look at the way the league is now and with draft and free agency, you know, even though they'll end up in last place, they still only have an 18% chance of getting the number one pick, you know. So it's tough. It's rebuilding. I've talked to Stevie Yzerman about it, and he said, look, we're on a long-range plan here, and we've got a nucleus of players with Mantha and Larkin and Bertuzzi and Hronek to build around. So it's going to be a long time. I mean, you guys have seen this happen many, many times with teams that peak, and then, you know, it's you know, it's a tough ride after that.
With actor and comedian.
It's going to take some time.
Yeah, it'll take some time for sure. And Yzerman's the guy to have, I think. Yzerman will get them through it at some point. Look what he did in Tampa, and I think at some point they'll turn the corner. With Dave Cooley, an actor and comedian. So we were talking about Full House prior to having you on, and just the characters that, like, blew up from that show that are still, like, big in pop culture, like yourself, like Stamos, Saget, the Olsen twins, Candace Cameron Bure.
Stamos in the day. Whoa.
Yeah. Did you ever get to ride with Stamos, like, in Hollywood or what?
Oh, are you kidding? I used to ski in his wake, and just supermodels would be bouncing off of me.
Yeah, I could picture that.
It wasn't a bad place to be. He would actually call me up and go, "You better bring some of your senior hockey buddies over with some beer, because I got five girls sitting in my pool and I'm by myself." So I would call my buddies, and they're like, "Are you kidding me?" And they couldn't get over to my house fast enough. And here I would bring these knucklehead hockey guys over, and they just couldn't believe it. I was voted number one star every time we did that.
No kidding. Yeah, well, we always hear about the hockey scene in Hollywood. It's usually like either Canadians or guys from the Midwest or the Northeast. Like, just playing pickup hockey. How many rinks are even in L.A.? Can't be that many.
Oh, yeah, it exploded. Once Gretzky came from Edmonton and started with the Kings, the junior programs exploded in L.A. I mean, look how many kids have come out of California now that are playing in the show.
Right.
It's really been, they've really got a huge hockey culture. Well, when you look at California, you know, they've got three NHL teams. So, you know, that is kind of filtered down into the junior programs, and there's rinks everywhere. It's really great.
Dave, Brian was asking before about Bob Saget, how kind of he's a different character than he was on the show. Can you kind of explain that, or is he's a totally different guy, isn't he?
He's not exactly Danny Tanner 24/7, right?
He's my filthy Jewish sister. That's what he is, and he knows that I describe him that way. He is, Bob's always been triple R, you know, he's the video host, and then he's Danny Tanner. I would just look at him and go, "What are you going to do, you filthy, you filthy degenerate?" But I knew Bob I knew Bob before Full House. I actually slept on his couch when I was a struggling comic at the age of 19 years old out in L.A. And
really?
So we were buddies. Yeah, we were buddies long before Full House. And then we ended up on that show, and I just said to him, I said, everything I know about you, we are in trouble.
By the way, how does that work? You just decide in Detroit that you're funny, you're going to move out to L.A. and chase the dream. How does that whole thing go down?
It's no different from, you know, being a kid in Ontario who thinks he's going to make it to the show. You know, you go and you have a dream and you work hard and you stay focused and, you know, with some good luck and determination, you know, hopefully you get there. You know, I as you saw along the way playing, you know, on your way to playing professional hockey, you saw a lot of talented guys, I'm sure. And, you know, they just didn't have that certain ingredient to make it into the NHL. I saw a lot of similar things coming up as a stand-up comic and an actor. I saw a lot of really talented people, but they just didn't have that certain something. And whether it was work ethic or, you know, staying focused. But, you know, for me, it was just, I had a great partner in crime, Mark Sandrowski, who's from my hometown of St. Clair Shores, Michigan. He directed every episode of The Big Bang Theory. And he and I were roommates out there in L.A. And, you know, he's from my hometown. And we've known each other since we were 8 years old. So we were both on this path, and we both believed in ourselves, and, you know, we thought we were funny. And so I was kind of lucky in that regard that I had a teammate and a partner in crime.
With actor and comedian Dave Coulier, what's that kind of competition like when you get to L.A. and you're trying to get in the comedy clubs and you're trying to get on the main stage, you're trying to get on at 10 p.m.? I mean, what's that like, the how much support you get from comedians and club owners, et cetera?
It's grueling. You know, you're not part of a team. You're not, you know, you're not all sitting together on the bus going to a game with a coach. You're by yourself when you're a stand-up, and it's extremely competitive. And back when I was starting, the Tonight Show hosted by Johnny Carson was really the goal. That was the only thing that would propel you into the limelight. And you couldn't go into the Improv in L.A. or the Hollywood Comedy Store. And at that time, my group was Jerry Seinfeld, Bob Saget, Gary Shandling, Drew Carey, Dennis Miller, Howie Mandel, Jim Carrey, Robin Williams, Jay Leno, David Letterman. So, you know, you couldn't go into a club like that and follow Robin Williams and just kind of, you know, do it kind of halfway. You had to go up and kill. And so it was a pretty tough environment. You had to, when you showed up on that stage, there were lots of Hollywood agents and producers sitting in those audiences. So you couldn't go up and, you know, lay off. You had to go and, you know, try and score as many goals as you could for those people.
Dave, before we let you go, and I thank you very much for coming on today, can you just give us a bit of a hint on what the loudest, smelliest fart sounds like?
Hold on a second. Now, I'm going to have to take in a lot of air to do this.
Okay.
Hold on.
That's an expert right there. It's still going.
Let me just say that is a God-given talent. You can't teach something like that.
Yeah, that's
for all you young entertainers out there. What I was saying earlier, you got to work hard to get that.
Right, generational talent right there. He is the great Dave Coulier. Really appreciate you doing this. Thank you, Dave. We'll do it again soon.
That one wasn't me.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
All right. There he is, actor and comedian Dave Coulier.
Oh, my God.
What an introduction for yourself. 20 years ago. Golf tournament.
That's how you met.
Yeah, like a guy would bend over to tie up his shoe, and he'd be like, I just was like, this guy is an idiot, just like me.
How about he has some stories.
Oh, my God.
Bob Saget is fascinating. I need more. And Stamos. Imagine getting that call from Stamos.
Yeah, get over here. There's five hot girls in my pool. Get some of your hockey buddies.
I need help.
Can you imagine being a beer leaguer and Coulier calls you back in 93 saying, we're going to Stamos' pool?
Yeah, and exactly.
Wow.
Although, imagine what that's where, on the flip side, the five women, you know, they're sitting there saying, all right, we're here for Stamos. Like, one of us is going to connect with Stamos. The other four are like, great, I've got, you know,
and four
Phil.
Four grenades walk through the door.
Gary from Red Deer is in the pool.
Exactly.
Like, no thanks.
Just grit grinders and take their shirts off and hair everywhere. And like just a couple bears get in there. Like, it's just no way.
Yeah, no thanks. just riding in the wake of Stamos, though, down every boulevard in Hollywood. That's outstanding.
He must have been a machine.
Yeah. Well, Stamos is,
You talk about hair. You talk about hair. Like, this guy still has it.
Like, John Stamos and Rob Lowe are, like, better looking now than they were 30 years ago.
Yeah. I think, like Clooney's aged pretty well. There's a few guys that were,
Brad
always,
Pitt.
Yeah, good looking dudes, and they're still, because they stay in shape. You know, they take care of themselves. It's not really rocket science.
Well, how about Rob? Wasn't Rob Lowe wearing an NFL hat?
Yeah.
Where was that at the Super Bowl?
At the Niners game. He was in San Fran with me.
Yeah, with Hayes.
Yeah. He was 50 feet away in an NFL hat. He got chewed out for that, too.
Oh, like, he just got ripped for that.
Because that is such a loser.
Yeah.
Who supports
you can't pick a team.
That's awesome. I actually loved it. His brother is a big hockey fan, right? Chad Lowe. And I've had an opportunity to cross paths with. I've never met Rob, but I've always been a fan of Rob Lowe. Like, his acting. I think he had some issues, but his acting has been fantastic. And to me, I thought that was a brilliant move. Just an NFL hat. Right in the middle, too.
Just supporting NFL. Everybody. Everyone. Yeah. He just wants everyone to have a good time.
Classic.